Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, when was the Jewish National Fund founded, and how many trees has it planted since then? This week we're celebrating Tu Bishvat. It's a minor holiday, often referred to as the birthday of the trees, but there's more to it than just that. The holiday originated in the Talmud and was based on the date chosen for calculating the agricultural cycle of taking tithes from the produce of the trees, which were brought as first fruit offerings to the temple in Jerusalem. In contemporary Israel, the theme most commonly ascribed to the holiday is the environment. It's considered a festival of nature, full of joy and thankfulness for creation in anticipation of the renewal of the natural world. During this festival, Jews recall the sacred obligation to care for the world and the responsibility to share the fruits of the earth with all. This week, we're speaking with Yosef Penchos, the director of seminars, exhibitions, and workshops of the marketing department of the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. He'll tell us about Tu Bishvat and how it's celebrated in Israel. After the interview, we will offer you a special treat to help you commemorate the holiday. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Yosef.
Thank you very much to you, yes.
First, could you tell us what Tu Bishvat is, because it's a rather minor holiday that a lot of people don't know anything about?
Well, the first thing that you need to know is like Tu Bishvat is like, saying the date of the day that we're celebrating, because there's a month called Shvat in the Jewish calendar, which is late January or start of February. It's in the winter. And Tu is the letters Tet and Vav, which together they formed the number 15. So it's in the 15 of Shvat. That's the date of the holiday. And the reason for this holiday to exist is that we celebrate the new year for the trees. And in the Jewish calendar, we have four different days for different new years. For example, we have in Rosh Hashanah, which is in September, October, something like that. We have Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year for the humans and the new year for our calendar. And we have in Nisan, for example, which is in the spring. It is the new year for the kings and the new year for the months in the Jewish calendar. And it's before Passover. So basically, this one is the new year for the trees. That's what we celebrate.
Tell us about that. Tell us about the birthday of the trees.
The new year for the trees is basically like having a date when you start counting the years. How old is a tree? It's like, the birthday of all the trees. Why is that important? Because according to Jewish law, a human is prohibited of eating a fruit from the tree if it is less than 3 years that the tree was planted. So we can start eating or consuming the fruits of the trees at beginning of the fourth year. But you do not know when the tree was planted, and it's not that each tree has its own birthday. We count for every tree. Its birthday is on the 15th of Shvat. And for example, if a tree was planted on the 14th of Shvat, and the day after is Tu Bishvat, this tree has already 1 year old, according to this law. So after 3 years, we can start eating the fruits of the tree. To give you something interesting, many Jewish people, when they have a kid, they did not cut the hair of the kid until he's 3 years old, for example. So there are a lot of similarities between humans and trees. There's also written in the Bible, like a person is like a tree, it's written. So there are many similarities, and that's why it's important to Bishvat for respecting all these laws.
Now, I know that some people have what they call seders on Tu B'Shvat. Usually, when we think of the word seder, we think of Passover, but since the word means order, some people celebrate seders on other holidays. What does the Tu B'Shvat seder consist of, and how did this tradition originate?
Well, it's a great question, first of all, because of what you said about the word Seder. And you know, it's only in Passover that we're obligated to follow a special Seder. What we do in Tu B'Shvat, it depends on the tradition of each community. But the big idea in Tu B'Shvat, also the number four, is very important in Tu B'Shvat. Like we have in Pesach, in Passover, that we drink four cups of wine. We do something similar in Tu B'Shvat, but the four is very important. For example, the way we eat the fruits and everything. I just wanted to give you an important like idea. I was telling you that the importance of comparing the trees to the persons and also the trees' significance. There are fruits that it's very hard. You know, to work a lot to get the main thing that you can eat. And that fruit, for example, nuts, for example, other fruits like that, it's fruits that you need to work to open it and then you eat. Then you have fruits that you basically eat what is around the fruit. For example, an olive. You eat what is around. You don't need to work a lot to eat what is in the fruit, and you find the thing that you don't need in the middle of the fruit. Then you have fruits that you eat everything. Imagine an apple or a grape. You eat everything. And then the fourth level is, for example, things that they don't have a special form on their thing, like leaves, or think about the etrog, with what we use in Sukkot. So there are four different levels in fruits. There are also four different things, or the way that God created our world. For example, you have stones, or that's the first level of the creation. After the stones, you have everything that is basically like trees or plants or everything. Then you have animals, and then have the human. So always we are having a seder of the importance of the creation. And that's what we try to work like that to educate us in Tu B'Shvat, since we want always to be better persons. So if you're going to eat fruits in Tu B'Shvat, according to the four levels that I just told you, you should start by having something from the less level and then going up to the upper level. And also, we drink wine. The first cup of wine is a white wine, then you end with a red wine. So in the middle, you start mixing white wine with red wine, then you got until the red wine.
So, in other words, red wine is considered at a higher level than white wine.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Does it have anything to do with whether the wine is dry or sweet?
Basically, it's not what it's important in Judaism. It's, there are many laws for wine in Judaism. It's interesting, but what you get, it's like, why is there like kosher wine and non-kosher wine? So the process of getting or making wine is very important in the Judaism, since the grapes are part of the seven species of the land of Israel. We believe that there are seven species in Israel that were basically originated in this land, and one of them is wine. And the other one that I wanted to tell you, it's for example, the wheat that we make the bread from. Those are two things very important, and you were asking about the wine. You know, what we do in Tu B'Shvat also is that we try to bless a lot. So every time a Jew eats something, he is supposed to bless before he eats. And each thing has its own blessing. It's not the same to eat an apple that it's a fruit that comes from the tree. That is different when you eat, for example, like a bread or like meat or something else. So it's interesting. But when you have a grape, we have a blessing for the fruit that comes from the tree. But when you drink wine, it's a very important blessing. The same happens with the bread. When you eat wheat alone and when you convert it to bread, it's a lot more important. So that's what we are trying to define. It's like wine is one of the only things in life that it can last forever. We buy wines that it's being years for the making. And now that we have the wine, it's like Judaism, we say, because our story, and it times passes more time, it gets better. So it's interesting what the wine is for the Judaism.
So in other words, for example, is it the same blessing for any fruit that comes from a tree, like for apples or for peaches?
If it's come from the tree, yes, it is the same blessing. We say like pore peri etz, which means that God created the fruit from the tree. But if it comes from the land, like for example, like vegetables or something else, the blessing will be bore peri adama, which is a fruit from the land.
Okay, well, let's talk about Tu B'Shvat in Israel. How is it celebrated in Israel?
Well, Tu B'Shvat in Israel, it got like a great special, a new characteristic in Israel since of the importance of the land of Israel. We have an organization that it's called Keren Kayemet Israel. In English, it's called like the Jewish National Fund. It's created before the establishment of the State of Israel. And one of the main objectives of this organization is to plant trees in Israel. You can see, but Israel is maybe the only country in the world that gets more trees every year than the year before. So it's like a great thing to plant trees in Israel. And it's the day of the Keren Kayemet Israel. A lot of people go and they do camping, they go outside, they plant trees. Every kid in the school, they are dedicated to talk about sustainability, to talk about what it makes great for our nature and to take care of our land and to take care of our environment. So it's like an ecological holiday, and you get conscience about to take care of the planet.
So one year I was actually in Israel for Tu B'Shvat, and it was really lovely because all the children were out like celebrating and planting trees, and it was just really, really lovely.
Yes.
And having parties. I mean, it was really nice.
And it's great, you know, it's planting trees and talking about our responsibility to make our world better. And it's what we are doing Tu B'Shvat too.
Is this a relatively new idea? Because the whole idea of environmental protection is fairly recent in the rest of the world. And I was wondering, since Tu B'Shvat is really a very ancient holiday, has this consciousness of the environment become something recent, or is it something that's always been there?
I think it's always that it's been there. I told you before that there is a Bible verse which says that the person is like a tree. But if you read all this passage in the Bible says, when you are in a war or when you are in a camp or something, and you need to get the trees to build something, please take care of the fruit trees. Why is that? Because the trees that give you fruit, you cannot destroy them. You cannot take them away. So since the Bible times, the people of Israel were very like dedicated on taking care of nature. And in that same passage, it talks about having your kamet completely clean, so no pollution and everything. So I think what it's new, it's like giving this a special day about Tu B'Shvat today. But I think if you read the Bible and everything, you need to be 100% conscious about nature. It happens also with our laws of Shemitah. You know, there's a law that says that every 7 years you cannot work, you cannot plant, you cannot do anything to the land. You need to give the land to rest. So it's interesting, these special laws that are dedicated specially to protect our nature. And so my answer to your question is that this is not something new. This is something like always part of our tradition.
I understand that almond trees play a particularly symbolic role in this holiday. Can you explain that to us?
The almond trees are great. You know, we start seeing the flowers of the almond trees at the beginning of the spring. And it seems like a renewal for Judaism. And it's the most fastest tree that brings fruit. It comes also in the Bible in several passages. There's in the Torah, in the first five books, there was when the Levi was chosen to be the Kohanim, the priest, that Aaron, Moses' brother, he put everyone from all the tribes, they brought like one thing to be chosen, like a stick of wood, and the stick of Aaron got almond fruits. So everything the almond comes and would represent is you renewal. And it comes right after Tu Bishvat, we start like thinking on the spring and we have the renewal. Also, what you need, it's very nice about renewal, but we were talking about trees and you see the leaves of the trees, okay? And you see flowers. And when you see the leaves, if the leaf is next to the trees on the tree, you see it green. But if it goes out the tree, it doesn't have any purpose anymore. It dies. So in Tu Bishvat, we need to start thinking about not just the past, imagine the past, just those leaves that were left already and the ones that are in the tree for the future. So we need to start planning, always planning on the future. There are a lot of reasons to be crying about the past, but what the almond tree and everything teaches us is to start thinking about the future and renewing all the time. I think that's the key for Jewish perseverance along the centuries.
You've spoken about the Jewish National Fund, which has been around for quite a while. And I was wondering if nowadays there are any modern ecological initiatives, either by the state of Israel or what is done in the schools to kind of promote this environmental awareness, especially among young people.
One of the best things that we have in Israel is that we have youth movements in Israel. You know, a lot of kids go to youth movements. That is something that was even before the creation of the state of Israel, that every Tuesday and Saturday, all kids go to youth movements. The youth movements are really connected to nature and to environmental awareness. So those are the kids that organize everything that it happens in Tu Bishvat. And there are also like contests and everything. I was, you know, thinking, talking about municipalities and everyone that they start in this Tu Bishvat, and every year they start promoting the things that decided in the past year about consciousness for taking care of nature. And also Israel is a country with a lot of innovation and things like, you know, working on solar energy or technology for everything. Now we have a lot of pilots of buses that are getting charged, but they do not have to be connected. We have like a pilot now in Haifa that when the bus is driving, it gets charged automatically by just driving in the street. So we have a lot of ideas of how doing this, but I think the best thing is that these movements, youth movements that are connected, it's their day, the Tu Bishvat day, and they're connected with this idea. So these kids, these youngsters, are like the persons, the Israelis that are bringing new ideas.
Is there any relationship in this holiday and in any of these initiatives between Israel and Jewish communities around the world?
I think the most important relationship is that we celebrate the same holiday, that we are doing the same together. But the relationship important is that I think in every Jewish community in the world, they have a connection with the Jewish National Fund, and everyone is looking to plant trees in Israel. So an Israeli might go to here to plant themselves. They plant the tree in Israel, and the Jewish people from the diaspora, they also participate by buying trees to be planted in Israel. So I think that's a great connection.
Do you have any idea how many trees are planted in Israel every year for this holiday?
I can tell you that Israel has planted, I don't know, in every year. I would like to know about every year how many are planted. But I think Israel has planted more than 250 million trees, the Jewish National Fund, since its foundation in 1901. So it's a lot of trees that were planted in Israel.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
I think that there's a lot to learn from trees. I think the tree doesn't care who sits under and gets blessed from the shadow of the tree. And the tree doesn't care who eats its fruit. It gives for everyone. And when we plant a tree, we don't bring like big trees to be planted. We plant a small tree. And we need to learn from that. We need to learn that we need to try to make our world better, thinking on every person, every human in this world, like the trees do. And if we do that, like not talking about just us, that is the way to make a better place for every one of us. And I invite everyone to come to Israel and really enjoy this holiday. And we're very happy to be part of a country that makes our country greener every year. And I think it's the only country with more trees every year than the year before. So thank you very much. You are welcome to visit here.
Thank you very much.
And now for the treat I promised you, a special Israeli sweet for Tu B'Shvat. It's easy to make, healthy, and delicious. For the recipe, go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.